Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary. Featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or to place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. China is locking down a third city because of a COVID outbreak, raising the affected to 20 million. We now know who labeled concerned conservative parents as domestic terrorists. Olympic athletes are warned to keep their laptops and cell phones out of China. And the latest COVID news relating to the cruise ship industry. China is locking down a third city because of a COVID outbreak, raising the affected to 20 million. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
A third Chinese city has locked down its residents because of a COVID-19 outbreak, raising the number of people confined to their homes in China to about 20 million people. The lockdown of Anyang, home to 5.5 million people, was announced late Monday after two cases of the Omicron variant were reported. Residents are not allowed to go out, and stores have been ordered shut except those selling necessities. Another 13 million people have been locked down in Jian for nearly 3 weeks, and 1.1 million more in Yangtze for more than a week. It wasn't clear how long the lockdown of Anyang would continue, as it was announced as a measure to facilitate mass testing of residents, which is standard procedure in China's strategy of identifying and isolating infected people as quickly as possible. There is an idea perpetrated by the media that America has failed in handling COVID-19, and while that may be true, understand that what the media really wants is a system like what's happening in China. Mass lockdowns, forced testing. That's not American, and it's not something that could happen in the United States if the American people don't vote for it. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
We now know who was behind the labeling of concerned conservative parents as domestic terrorists. Biden administration Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is reportedly the person behind the letter sent from the National School Boards Association that compared concerned conservative parents to domestic terrorists. Emails released on Tuesday's show. The emails obtained by Parents Defending Education through a Freedom of Information Act request show Cardona was a critical part of the process. The letter was sent to Biden and was what motivated Attorney General Merrick Garland to issue a memo on October the 4th for the FBI to be on the lookout for what he termed a disturbing spike of harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, and other school personnel by parents angry over critical race theory, transgender policies, masking in schools, and other issues. Well, the letter was withdrawn after NSBA Board of Directors members expressed frustration that the officials sent the letter out without their approval. But Garland has never rescinded the directive, according to Fox News. He says the claims in the letter are valid. In an unprecedented move to prevent Chinese espionage, Dutch athletes competing in next month's Beijing Winter Olympics have been instructed to leave their phones and laptops at home, a Dutch newspaper reported yesterday. Personal devices are off limits and part of a set of measures proposed by the Dutch Olympic Committee to proactively deal with any possible interference by Chinese state agents. A spokesman for the Dutch Olympic Committee said cybersecurity was part of the risk assessment made for the trip to China. The importance of cybersecurity, of course, has grown over the years, Slot said, but China has completely closed off its internet, which makes it a specific case. Our quote of the day, start being brave about everything, driving out darkness and spreading light as well. Don't look at your weakness, but realize that in Christ crucified, you can do everything. Saint Catherine of Siena. And coming up, our saint of the day, someone who was born in France and adopted China as her home, winning the hearts of Canadians. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2022 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated new Kias to choose from. Like a brand new 2022 Kia Sportage with forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, and much, much more. You get all of this on top of the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's amazing! These deals just get better and better, and so does the technology that comes with a brand new Kia. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2022 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the all-new 2022 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See dealer or Kia.com for warranty details.
Today we remember Saint Marguerite Bourgeois. Born the sixth of 12 children in Troyes, France, Marguerite, at the age of 20, already believed she was called to a religious life. Her applications to the Carmelites and Poor Clares were unsuccessful, and then a priest friend suggested perhaps God had other plans for her. In 1654, the governor of the French settlement in Canada visited his sister, an Augustinian canoness in Troyes. Marguerite belonged to a sodality connected to that convent. The governor invited her to come to Canada and start a school in what would eventually become the city of Montreal. When she arrived, the colony numbered 200 people with a hospital and a Jesuit mission chapel. Soon after starting a school, she realized she needed some co-workers. So she returned to Troyes and recruited a friend, Catherine Crollo, and two other young women. In 1667, they added classes at their school for Indian children. A second trip to France 3 years later resulted in six more young women and a letter from King Louis XIV authorizing the school. The Congregation of Notre Dame was established in 1676, but its members did not make formal religious profession until 1698, when their rule and constitutions were approved. Marguerite established a school for Indian girls in Montreal, and at the age of 69, she walked from Montreal to Quebec in response to the bishop's request to establish a community of sisters in that city. By the time she died, she was referred to as the mother of the colony. Marguerite was canonized in 1982. And the cruise industry is navigating as well as it can through the coronavirus cases surge aboard ships. At a Senate hearing on Tuesday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said cruise ships have seen a 30-fold increase in COVID-19 cases over the past 2 weeks. During the first 2 weeks of December, 162 cases were reported on ships, and in the following weeks, due to the highly contagious Omicron variant, U.S. ships were reporting about 5,000 cases. CDC data also shows that every cruise ship is now carrying, you guessed it, COVID-19 along with their passengers. That's 91 ships. On December 30th, the CDC raised its travel health notice for cruise ship travel to a level 4. That's the highest health warning. This advisory includes all passengers, regardless of vaccination status. Two major cruise lines, Norwegian and Royal Caribbean, announced cancellations last week, but most fleets are still sailing despite the CDC warnings. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.